The White House says the November 15th summit will assess steps taken to combat the severe financial contagion that began in the United States and quickly spread across the globe. White House spokeswoman Dana Perino.
The leaders will review progress being made to address the current financial crisis, advance a common understanding of its causes, and in order to avoid a repetition, agree in a common set of principles for reform of the regulatory and institutional regimes for the world's financial sectors.
The White House is inviting leaders of the G20 finance group, which includes Britain, France, Germany, Russia, Saudi Arabia, India, Japan, and South Korea. Perino says the summit is viewed as the first of several gatherings in which working groups will develop recommendations for consideration in future meetings.
We expect that the leaders will discuss the effects of the crisis on emerging economies and developing nations. The summit will also provide an important opportunity for leaders to strengthen the underpinnings of capitalism by discussing how they can enhance their commitment to open, competitive economies, as well as trade and investment liberalization.
Recent weeks have seen aggressive steps by governments around the world to prop up troubled banks and other financial institutions and to inject capital to promote lending that has been severely curtailed in many parts of the world. Reports from financial capitals suggest the worst of the global credit crunch appears to have subsided, with banks more willing to make loans to businesses and consumers. But financial volatility continues. World markets slumped Wednesday, with shares in Hong Kong falling more than 5% and shares in Tokyo dropping by nearly 7%. Major European markets finished with similar losses. In New York, Wall Street's main stock index was down about 3% in midday trading after numerous American companies reported disappointing earnings. Many economists are now openly speaking of the prospect of a global recession. With less economic activity forecast, fuel consumption in the United States and elsewhere is expected to decline, and oil prices are reflecting that expectation. Oil traded at below $70 a barrel Wednesday, less than half the record price of nearly $150 a barrel recorded just a few months ago. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.